Hello,
good evening. My name is Alan. I'm calling for an opinion research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered?
What, are you going to come shoot me if I say I love Trump? You marking me for death here? What's going on?
We would just like to hear your opinion. Which political party are you registered?
Well, usually it's nobody's business, but I'm a registered Republican.
Thank you so much. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th. If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate that as well.
Well, I haven't voted. I don't vote in any free votes for the most part.
Okay.
And it would be a straight Republican American agenda ticket. No communist Democratic bullshit. You know, we don't put up with that shit. Americans don't put up with that shit. We're a free country made up of all kinds of tongues and kindreds and nations. We're God's country.
So with that being said, that means that it's not very likely for you to vote on this one, or not at all likely to vote?
See, the problem here, buddy, is not enough people like me. I'm glad you kind of called, because somebody needs to open up a website called yourvotecounts.com so that I might know. You know, I mean, we got two sheriffs running for, you know, election here. I don't know which sheriff's better than the other. There's no available access, easy access to understand the simplest things about them, nor anybody else for that matter. School board districts, your run-of-the-mill people like me that work all day, we don't know who these people are. We don't have enough time to investigate who they are. We need a website where if I'm interested, I can go and tap into a website that tells me all about the representatives running for re-election or election in my district and give me a tally of their voting status. You know, did they vote for this? Did they vote for that? Did they let criminals free? Are they voting for transgender crap for our school children? Because, you know, if I knew that, you're definitely out. You know,
okay.
And if I knew that, you'd be definitely in. But see, the normal run-of-the-mill people don't know this. And it's a crying shame, but we need to simplify the understanding process. It's a very complex system. And sometimes you don't need to know how a car's built. You just need to know where the key to the ignition is. Because
okay.
Once you start it, you can then travel. Okay, but this country has no idea where the keyhole to knowledge even lies. Neither do I, and I consider myself a wise man.
And getting back to the question I asked you or just read to you then, so that means that is most likely you're not going to vote then? Is that correct?
I'm voting for Donald Trump. I'm just not voting in any of these preliminary thingamajiggers
okay.
You spoke of.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So I'm not likely to vote.
Yeah, no,
okay.
I'm not voting in those. I don't even know where they're held, what day they're held.
Okay.
Or any of
thank
that
so
stuff.
And we're sorry, but
general,
what you qualified for has been fulfilled. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Have a good day.
All right. See ya.
Bye.